There are more than 1 million gasoline and diesel passenger vehicles in Hawaii. That according to the Blue Planet Foundation. Chief of Staff Melissa Miyashiro says that number adds up to a lot of miles and fuel.
We drive about 26 million miles daily in Hawaii, and that's approximately enough for 55 round trips to the moon, and that's every single day. That translates to over 1 gallon per person per day.
Miyashiro says electric vehicles, or EVs, would dramatically decrease the use of fossil fuels. Hawaiian Electric Company General Manager for Electrification of Transportation, Brennan Morioka, says EVs already save money, even with Hawaii's high electricity costs.
There are some studies that show if you look at an average car, which gets about 25 miles per gallon in terms of fuel efficiency, if you drive an EV in Hawaii, in order to find an equivalent gasoline car, that gasoline car has to have a fuel efficiency of 38 miles per gallon or more.
Morioka says half of the vehicles in Hawaii will be EVs by 2045. Hawaii's four counties adopted a policy of 100% all-green vehicles in 20 to 30 years. State Energy Office Systems and Planning Branch Manager Christopher Yunker says government can lead the way.
The state has roughly 1,300 light-duty passenger vehicles. The counties have roughly 1,700. So for the Hawaii State Energy Office, what we're looking at is a study looking at procurement guidelines for vehicles and making sure that the guidelines we have in place are effective to get to 100% renewable in 2045.
But Blue Planet Foundation's Miyashiro says more charging stations in condominiums and workplaces are needed now to take advantage of solar power during daylight hours. The goal, she says, is to lower the state's carbon footprint.
A huge chunk of our carbon emissions come from our ground transportation sector. So it's about 4.6 million metric tons of carbon dioxide. And that's actually more emissions than the entire country of Iceland and Paraguay, with a population of 7 million.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.